Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey listeners, welcome to Amalia Anthology. Here, you can find a collection of our most read pieces on amalia.com, read by the authors themselves, so that you and our readers can enjoy your favourite articles in a new way. This episode, Safiya Rahman is reading her piece, How to Start a Book Club, a 10-step guide. Enjoy.
How to Start a Book Club, a 10-step guide. The benefits of reading are well known by most of us. It can increase our understanding of the world, open up new horizons, reduce stress, slow the progress of, and possibly even prevent Alzheimer's and dementia. It improves memory and expands vocabulary, as well as improving our critical thinking and analytical skills. More recently, some research has even suggested readers live longer. As Muslims, the very word read marked the beginning of divine revelation. And yet, for so many of us, finding the time and motivation to get into reading can feel impossible. One way of doing so is to get your reading mojo back on as a group effort with friends by setting up a book club. And this doesn't need to be an arduous task. Here's a 10-step guide to setting up your own book club. Step 1. Starting up. Float the ideas with one person or a small group of people who you are confident would at least give you moral support. We began with just 3 of us. We would suggest books to each other at the end of the session and just clumsily land on one for the next month. But then we started to grow. Step 2, communication. A very obvious one, but you need to be able to communicate as a group. Perhaps a WhatsApp group, which works well for a small group. Once we began to outgrow the WhatsApp group, we set up a Facebook page where our numbers have grown to over 100 members. Step 3, location. Figure out your location. Initially, we used to just rotate out around our houses. The deal was that whoever hosted was not to be burdened with preparing loads of food and drink, but just tea and coffee and some biscuits. The host got to nominate 3 to 4 books of their choice. However, as the group grew and people outside of our social circle started joining, we had to start thinking of other, preferably public, venues. Nominations are now done by whoever asks to. Whoever nominates the books also nominates where to meet. That can be in their house, the park, at a cafe, etc. The person nominating also leads the discussion on the book, which brings us to step 4, structure and organisation. I honestly thought when setting up the book club that I might have to rein in tangential conversations and recenter them around our book, but I have never once had to do that. People have always been so passionate and have always come with such great thoughts and ideas on what we have read, whether or not the book has been liked. However, I do try and bring some questions to each session and recommend to whoever is leading the session to do so. Even just Googling book club questions for XYZ can give you some great questions, especially for popular fictions. Step 5, be bold. Our best book club leads moment has been without a doubt the day that the amazing Susan Abulhawa Skyped in from America to join our humble little book club discussion about her debut novel, Mornings in Janine. Just from the conversations taking place in our WhatsApp group, I could tell the group was deeply moved by this book. And of course, Palestine is dear to every one of us. So I emailed her and asked if she wouldn't mind emailing me a few words that I could read to the group. She responded saying she'd do one better and Skype into the meeting and talk directly to all of us. Take chances. You don't know what response you will get. Step 6. Be open-minded. I don't read sci-fi, nor young adult. Other members have been adamant they don't read non-fiction. Guess what? We've all read those books now. And guess what else? We've all been pleasantly surprised. What I have insisted each month is that at least one nomination be non-fiction. Other than that, any genre goes. Step 6. Break up the monotony. If there is an important theme a month can take up, go for it and open up nominations to everyone. It means people don't have to wait forever for their turn, and it shakes things up a little. For example, for Black History Month, your book can be by a Black author. Step 8. Have fun. If a book we have read is adapted into a movie or theatre production, or if an author we have read is in town, or if a literature festival is on, we will organise a book club outing together. Step 9. Figure out who this book club is for. Figure out who you want to include and if your book club has a particular agenda. For me, it was just a way of keeping in contact with the wonderful women I had met at my local mosque's mother and toddler group when my own babies were too old for it. I knew I wanted to keep it to only women, but other than that, we've evolved as the group's interests have. Step 10. Library and local independent bookstore collaborations. I'm not going to pretend to have had much success on this front, but I've seen others do this, and if you can collaborate with a local library or local indie store, that's great, because supporting these two is really important wherever possible.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to this episode of the Amalia Anthology Series. If you would like to be a part of the Anthology Series or want to interview an elder, get in touch at contribute@amalia.com. If you enjoy the podcast and wish to support our production, head on over to amalia.com/support. Like, share, subscribe, and we'll see you on the next one.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.